CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have country artist in the booth with us. It's Dan Badger from Ontario, originally from Richmond here in the township. So welcome, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Maureen. How are you?
I'm good. So we're playing your latest hit, and it's called I Want to Kiss You. You're an independent artist. You're from Cambridge, Ontario right now. And how long have you been there?
I've been in the Cambridge area for probably 10, 15 years now.
Okay.
In that Southwest Ontario area for probably 20, 25 years.
Okay. And you grew up in Richmond, right here in the townships.
Yeah, I was, I left when I was four, but I came and spent every summer with my family down here until I was about 16. So although I spent the majority of my time and my schooling in Ontario, I mean, I really felt that I grew up down here, out on the farms in Richmond, Melbourne, touring Kingsbury and all over the place.
Okay, that's great. So you moved when you were four. Now, what made you get interested in country music?
For me, I mean, I've been influenced by just about every genre there possibly is.
Okay.
Anything from Buddy Holly to Johnny Cash, 80s rock, you know, the Poison and the Warrants and stuff like that, to today's country. Ultimately, I was an 80s rocker guy. And I went to a heavy metal show. And a few days later, my dad took me to a Randy Travis concert.
Okay.
Which I was a fan of. But, you know, as a teenager, you don't really want to admit it. But I realized that there was just a different type of respect in the two genres. Not that the country fans appreciated the artist more. They just appreciated them differently. And I really liked what I saw, and I also realized that I probably couldn't sit around and sing Metallica or Motley Crue songs all night long.
Okay. Do you come from a musical family, or
Everybody in my family's appreciative of music. My dad played tinkered a little bit. I just don't know how much. You know, he never really, he knew a few chords, but he didn't play or anything else. But there was always music around, and not blood related, but I mean, my uncle's brother, Bernard Lefebvre, played in, well, still plays in bluegrass bands and stuff. You know, so I mean, there's just always been some sort of music around me, and I've always really in love. Had a love and passion for music just in general.
Okay, that's great. Now, you have a hit out right now, I Want to Kiss You.
Yeah.
And is that your first hit that's coming out?
That is actually, well, it's the very first song I put out to radio at all.
Okay,
nice. I've been very fortunate with it. I mean, it's getting lots of good traction on mainstream radio and satellite radio. There's also a website called True North Country, and it's kind of like a fan base indie countdown. So you're not going to find people with record labels on there, but guys like me and gals. And fortunately for me, just last week, this week, I guess, being that they just announced it yesterday, I reached number one on that chart.
Oh, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Good. So what was your inspiration for the song, I Want to Kiss You?
Well, actually, I wrote the song myself originally. And we, you know, I mean, it's, I guess the where that song came from is just being a little bit older, you know, the divorce rate, separation rate, all that stuff's really high. And so many of those things kind of go on. I guess but not that that has anything to do with the song, but just, you know, there's people in your past that maybe you wish you'd done, you know, approached differently or whatever the case might be. And that was kind of the approach to that song was, you know, maybe I made a mistake and maybe I want to go back and maybe I want to kiss you and see what happens and see where it takes us. And, so again, like, I wrote this song originally by myself, and being that it was my first song, I actually was fortunate enough while I was in the studio that Jamie Warren came in.
Oh, okay.
And he heard my voice, heard my songs from being with the producer and whatnot. So Jamie had them reach out to me and said, you know, maybe he'd want to work with me. So I'd taken two of my existing songs and rewritten them. And then Jamie and I sat down with this one and just kind of reworked it just a little bit, just to make it, you know, a little smoother and whatnot. So, I mean, I've got three co-writes now with Jamie Warren, including I Want to Kiss You.
Oh, that's great. I know I interviewed Jamie Warren a couple of years ago, I guess. So, great artist.
Oh, he's, you know what? He's a sweetheart of a person. He's an excellent singer, excellent songwriter, and nothing but respect for Jamie. So,
okay.
Very privileged.
Good. Now, are you planning on doing an entire CD? Or
I'm looking to hopefully release an EP in the new year. Just probably going to be maybe just three songs or so for now. I'm also working towards, I just started this past weekend, I was in the studio starting my very first Christmas song.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully that'll be out to radio before December.
Good. That would be great. We'd love to play that too.
Awesome.
Good. Now, you've brought your guitar with you.
I have.
And what would you like to play for us?
Well, I mean, you're already playing my single. I've got another song that I've been working on.
Okay.
I don't know that it'll be a part of the EP, but we will definitely see. Again, I moved from the Eastern Townships because my dad was living in Ontario. My mom was in an accident and taken from me. And then just recently, so, you know, that was a long time ago. So it was really just my father and I. And my dad just passed away in September. And this is kind of a song that I wrote as a tribute to him, and it's called Our Last Ride.
Today, I look at you and I see a different man. Not the one who drove the hockey, sat out in the stands. Since Mom died when I was four, it was you and me against them all. Never thought about the day I'd walk this world alone. And it was you and me fighting through everything. You had my back and I had yours. We could survive anything. If I found myself falling, you were there by my side. Now it's you, let's take our last ride. Cause you bought my first guitar and encouraged me that way. Now I'm up here on stage and I hope you see me play. Cause I've taken your lessons and I use them for mine. As I raise my own children, thanks to you, I'm doing fine. And it was you and me fighting through everything. You had my back and I had yours. We could survive anything. If I found myself falling, there by my side. Now it's you, let's just rhyme. As you're watching from heaven, I'll make you proud of me. You're the man I wanted to be, and it was you and me fighting through everything. You had my back and I had yours. We could survive anything. If I found myself falling, you were there by my side. Take our last ride. Now it's you. Let's take our last ride. Now it's you. Let's take our last ride.
That's really nice, and certainly shows a close relationship that you must have had with your dad.
Thank you. I did, and you know, maybe as a kid, we don't appreciate it as much, but looking back, I absolutely appreciate everything that we had and we shared.
Good, good. It must certainly been must have difficult for you and for your dad too to be left with a young family and your mother gone overnight.
You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, it was tragic, and. Mm-hmm. But my dad found a way to make it all happen and did everything he could for me. So, you know, you grow up, again, maybe not at the time and appreciating it as much as you probably should.
Mm-hmm.
But later on in life, you realize the sacrifices and how things, you know, really probably transpired and appreciate everything that you were given or had as a when you were younger.
Yeah, for sure. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and we're talking with country artist Dan Badger today. So what do you see in the future for you? Maybe an EP? Anything else? What about some concerts? And
Definitely some EP. An EP is coming. Like I said, hopefully we're going to have a Christmas song hopefully in the next month or so out to radio, so I'm really looking forward to that. Fortunately for me, I reached out to Bull's Head to give myself a little bit of Eastern Township representation while doing a radio tour through Ontario and whatnot, and just kind of bringing a personal touch and just adding you know, a little bit of home to everywhere else. And that's been pretty warmly recepted. In that partnership with Bull's Head, we are currently talking about bringing an event down home here. So probably early in the new year.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Good.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, like a concert, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, there's no details yet, but we... We're just kind of starting on the process of talking about that. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, keep us posted.
Will do.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dan?
Not at all. I mean, anybody that has heard my song or is enjoying it, I mean, they can, follow me on Facebook and at my website, which is www.danbadgermusic.com. And you can download or stream my song on any digital platforms available, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and all that fun stuff. So if you're on there, you know, go to Facebook or whatever, give me a like on Spotify, and there's a newsletter on my website that you can sign up for any special information, and you know, hopefully you'll be one of the first to hear about the me coming down this way with Bull's Head.
Good. Well, we thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Well, thanks for having me.